AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Later today, President-elect Joe Biden will release his coronavirus action plan. It focuses on mass vaccination and closer coordination among all levels of government. The country is going through the most dangerous wave of the pandemic. The number of people filing for unemployment went up sharply last week. The AP's Shelley Adler has the story.
Before the pandemic, weekly applications typically numbered around 225,000. This week, it's close to 1 million.
By any measure, I think this is shocking.
Mark Hamrick, who's the senior economic analyst for Bankrate.com.
We, see the depth and duration of this economic downturn now at 43 weeks.
But there may be help on the way as the Biden administration is set to take over next week.
It will take further assistance to bring the economy out of its woes, and that's what President-elect Biden and elected officials in Washington are hoping to do.
I'm Shelley Adler.
President Trump's resort in Florida received a warning, but no fine, for failure to enforce Palm Beach County's mask ordinance during the resort's New Year's Eve party. The next step for President Trump after impeachment in the House is a trial in the Senate. One possibility is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. This is Yale University law professor Bruce Ackerman.
If anyone engages in an act of insurrection or rebellion, but relevant to this case, insurrection, he cannot serve in any office in the federal government or in any state government, it says, as well.
The UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency confirms Iran has begun installing equipment for the production of uranium metal, another violation of the nuclear deal. State media reports Iran fired cruise missiles as part of a naval drill in the Gulf of Oman. Michigan's former health director has been charged with involuntary manslaughter in the deaths of 9 people during the Flint water crisis. This is AP News. It's an amazing story that may not have a happy ending. Kevin Selly Bird had a visitor in his backyard in Melbourne, Australia.
This pigeon landed on it, started drinking, and had a bit of a wash, and then landed on the ground and started walking around pecking, looking for food.
The pigeon looked unique, so Bird Googled it.
And it showed up that it's American Racing Pigeon Union, and it's registered someone in Montgomery, Alabama.
That is about 8,000 miles away.
And it also showed that it had been in a race on the 29th of October, and the result was missing.
How did this bird get all the way to Australia? Rod Churchill is with the Greater Melbourne Pigeon Federation.
It's had a pretty big, strong wind, blown it off course out to sea. It's got onto a ship and has eventually found its way here in Australia.
But the Australian Quarantine and Inspection Service is worried the pigeon, named Joe, after the president-elect, may spread disease. They want it killed. Ed Donahue, AP News.